Hey y'all, so I had a minute here. You might be hearing an airplane flying overhead or whatever might be in your background, in your vicinity, but I just wanted to reach out to you and just let you know that circadian is beyond just a way of life, beyond just a rhythm, beyond just a beat. It's a fellowship. It's a place where people come and they meet the Lord. They see those who are in need. They see those who are in just eagerness to pursue the things of the Lord, and they find their rest in Jesus. They find rest in who he is and who he has created us to be. They find rest in who they are as Christian, as believers in Christ, and as Christ followers. Jesus never told us to be Christians. He told us to go and to be disciples of men, of women, of the children. Let the children teach you. Let the word of God teach you and instruct you and lead you into the place that it is that you are to go. And follow Jesus. Follow Jesus with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, your mind, your will, emotions, all these things. It is that the enemy tries to hold us back from even just diving into the soundness of the word, the soundness of the truth of the gospel, and just embrace that freedom that he has freely given to us and step into the things it is that he has for you and for us and for seeing those who are lost get saved, and even those who have been saved to embrace their calling, to embrace their true identity. That when we speak, that when we go, that God is glorified, that even the very presence around us changes, that if there's demon-possessed people and people that are so bound by the things of this world, automatically just by your presence, that those things change. All of creation groans, friends, for the revealing of sons and daughters of the Most High God. And there is no God that is higher. There is no God that is greater. There is no God that is mightier than our God. Who alone is like him? Who else is like him? There is none. And you can find that rest. You can find that peace. You can find that joy again, the joy that you first had when you first got saved. You can find that joy again in him. In him, the word says that we live and we move and we have our being. And so what do? When times get tough and times get hard and times get even easy, I would encourage you to pray, to intercede on the behalf of those who are hurting, and for those who are hurting, on behalf of those who have plenty, that they would find you, that they would strengthen you, that they would help you. But it wouldn't just be a help that comes from man, but it would be help that comes from the Lord. God is faithful and able and ready to receive the fullness it is that you have in him today, if you're willing to accept and receive. And just be transformed by the renewing of your mind and help others to see that truth as well. If there's people that you know that are hurting that are around you who are in need, reach out to me. Let me know. I want to help them. I want to see them grow. I want to see them. I want to see them come to life in the fullness and in the presence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I trust and believe that it will come to pass, that all the desires that God has placed on your heart will be awakened, will be brought to light, that will be brought into that place of the renewing of your mind. That no man would boast in the things of this world or the things that we are able to do in our own capacity, in our own drive, in our own desire, in our own flesh, but that those things of the flesh, they lead to death. But the things of God, they lead to life and life in abundance. God, we just thank you for that. God, we thank you for your promises. God, we thank you for your truth. Just ask that you bless this time, Lord, in Jesus' name.